CliffCentral.com.
There's a big reason to talk to Revix this morning. Bitcoin is trading at $63,956, almost $64,000, new highs from Bitcoin. If you even have a fraction of Bitcoin, you are thinking the world is going your way today. You're just having the best week ever. And lots of our audience do. I'm a big believer in Bitcoin. Now, we usually speak to Sean Sanders, the co-founder of Revix. This week, though, we're going to talk to an associate of Sean's, a guy called Brett Hope Robertson. He's the lead investment analyst at Revix because Sean is busy traveling this week. Hey, Brett, how are you, man?
How's it, guys? How's the team? Thanks so much for having me on.
Cool. Nice to have you on. It's always good to have Sean on every week, and I usually joke with him that when we talk to him, things are going well in Bitcoin, but man, if you're the lucky charm, then what a lucky charm you are. It's a pretty good week for cryptocurrencies, right?
Yeah, Gareth, it's been a crazy month even or two in the crypto space. There really is never a dull moment in crypto. I mean, think about it. A month back, we were speaking about a China ban. People were panicking that this was the end. We were losing a big crypto market. Mm-hmm. And crypto went down. Bitcoin went down to about 39,000.
Right.
And fast forward 1 month, we've got the first ever Bitcoin futures ETF trading on the New York Stock Exchange. And Bitcoin about to break all-time highs.
It's amazing.
It's like everything gets kind of swept under the rug.
Well, let's talk about this all-time high, almost $65,000 for a Bitcoin. So where do you think it's going from here? I mean, is this a good time to cash out? For a lot of people, they've quadrupled or even more their money. And they're looking at it now going, you know what, I've done pretty well. Maybe it's time to pull out.
Mm-hmm. I would say history says that's kind of not the best idea right now. Normally, for where we currently are in the crypto cycle, and that being going into the last quarter of the year, mainly October, November, December, mm-hmm. it's normally a very bullish quarter for crypto. We saw it in 2013 in December, all-time highs are reached. 2017 in December, all-time highs are reached. And then we kind of had this pullback in Jan and Feb.
Yeah.
But dare I say it, this year, I know these words are uttered in financial areas that are not looked upon well, is I think this time could be a little different. And I think the reason is we could go a little bit longer. We could go into Jan, into Feb. And the reason behind this is the Bitcoin ETF. This is now this investment vehicle where these industries, large institutions, pension funds, retirement annuities now can get regulated access to this asset class. So we could see a wall of institutional money start to come into this space. But what people are misunderstanding is that that doesn't happen overnight. It's not going to happen yesterday at open trading. It's not going to happen yesterday when these instos can start to add funds and allocate.
Right.
These funds need to go through committees on committees on committees to try get new asset allocation approved. And we're already in Q4 of the year. So I think we could see this allocation come in Q1, January. Mm-hmm. And if that does happen, I think we get a little bit of a leg up and we see an extra little bull run into January, February. With regards to like price of where we think Bitcoin is going to go, I mean, there's models out there that say 100,000, 200,000, 250,000. This is dollars.
Sure.
By the end of the year. Who knows, really? I do think all I can say is that we're in for a very, very exciting end of the year and possibly January, February.
All right. Well, I mean, again, we've just got to make sure that people know you're not construing financial advice to us here, but this is all about it's all about what's generally happening. With all this bullish news, why hasn't Ethereum moved as much as Bitcoin? What's going on there?
Yeah, so this is interesting, and you're absolutely correct. Like in the last month, Bitcoin's up 36% now, and Ethereum's only up about 17%, so it's underperformed by about 19%. And this is actually quite a common thing in the market. And to understand kind of what's happening here, you kind of have to understand crypto money flows. And basically what a crypto money flow is just explaining the flow of funds from one investment to another in the crypto space. So we see this bullish news, this positive news come into the market. And a lot of people that don't know much about crypto want to get in and they want to get exposure. And how do they do this? Well, they go to the biggest, the longest standing, the safest, the most reputable cryptocurrency. So they go to Bitcoin.
Right.
And they buy a little chunk to be part of it, right? So we see this flow of money come into Bitcoin first and the price starts to shoot up. But what's fascinating is what happens when that Bitcoin starts to run its course, it starts to cool off a little bit. we see all these investors that have made now money on Bitcoin wanting to shift it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, what do they kind of do? They kind of shift themselves further down the risk curve, shall we say, to an asset that's a little bit more risky.
Yeah.
And that's namely pretty much ETH.
Yeah.
So you'll start to see as Bitcoin cools off, and I think now with this ETF news kind of gone through past, I think we might see Bitcoin kind of cool off a little bit in the next few weeks, and people start shifting their capital into Ethereum, and then you'll see that underperformance gap start to close.
Yeah, because Ethereum's at what, 3,800, so it's not terrible, but it's not It's not where it could be. What about the others? Like, you know, you guys opened up new products recently, Cardano and Solana. How are they looking by comparison with Bitcoin?
Yeah, so they are also lagging. So these large cap altcoins is what we call it.
Mm.
ETH, we just kind of use as the proxy for that. But they're all roughly in the same lag as ETH to Bitcoin. And it's the same consensus. What you see is when people don't want to miss out on this Bitcoin ETF news, this run, when that starts to cool off, they will automatically start to pull into ETH. Now, as you rightly said, it's an interesting time now. Normally, ETH was the proxy straight in. Now you've got the Cardanos, you've got the Polkadots, you've got the Solanas, and it becomes your choice. Do you want Ethereum, which is obviously the big daddy in that space, or do you want the Solana, the new kid on the block, doing 10x the transaction speed?
Okay.
That's going to be an interesting dynamic to see kind of where the capital gets allocated from that point. But from a normal investor standpoint, ETH would be the proxy first, then would go into like a Solana,
okay,
Cardano after.
All right, so you guys have got a promotion launching this week. You've had new promotions almost every week. It's fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about this and why people might want to get involved? It's always good.
Yeah, so as you know, this week, ending on the 21st of October, we still got the Bitcoin buy free. And from Friday this week, the 22nd of October to the 28th, one whole week, we're actually going to shift that to Ethereum.
Hmm.
All fiat purchases on Ethereum will be free. And the reason behind this is we kind of want to play on this role that the news is out the way. Try get into Ethereum. What's the best way to do that? Free on RevX. Before it catches up to Bitcoin.
Fantastic. All right, go along to revx.com. It's easy to do. You sign up for free, you verify your ID, and you can add as much or as little as you want. You don't have to add 10,000 Rand or 100,000 Rand. You can go in with 500 or 1,000. And then just at least you have some skin in the game. So while all your friends and family, it's just gone over 64,000, by the way. While your friends and family are talking about Bitcoin going up and they're going to buy a new house in the Seychelles, you can say, oh, well, I can buy a TV. You know, something like that. Get involved. Thank you very much, Brett. Nice to see you. By the way, people think you look like Matt Damon's little brother.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, Tracy says.
No, he looks exactly. Like, is that how Sean employs guys down there? Are you incredibly good looking and can I put you on a movie screen?
All right, very good. Very good. All right, dude, have a nice day. Thanks very much. Where's Sean traveling, by the way?
He's off to Italy.
Oh, nice. Okay, you see, that's what happens.
Nice life.
That's what happens when you invest in crypto, everybody. You've got to go to Italy on holiday. All right, very nice, Brett. Good to see you. Cheers, man.
Good one.
Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.